Support comes from Big Y World Class Market, committed to the community with 80 years of service to New England families. Big Y's commitment includes support of WNPR and the Faith Middleton Food Schmooze. I'm excited about this announcement. I've decided to lead a food and wine lovers trip to Italy the week of September 19th. And if you'd like to get on our information list to get a taste of the remarkable experiences we're going to have, I'm about to give you an email contact. The Piemonte region of Italy is spectacular to see. It's a part of Italy where they're still making the real thing when it comes to food and wine. Italians themselves travel there from other regions in the country to eat and explore the villages, architecture, museums, the vistas, the coastline, as we will. We've teamed up with a family from the Piemonte region, Connecticut business owners who created the Carla's Pasta line, and because they know Piemonte so intimately, and I love it too, I have asked them to curate this trip with me. Wineries are going to host us. Our hotel will have a spa. There will be music and meals, including truffles and handcrafted pastas to swoon over, plus unforgettable scenery. All I can tell you is that our trips are the most fun, and the chefs and wineries know we're going to be reporting afterward on our experiences with them, so they knock themselves out for us. If you'd like to come with me and the Squattrito family, and now WNPR CPTV President and CEO Jerry Franklin, for a week-long food and wine tour through the Piemonte region of Italy starting this September 19th, please add your name to our information update list at this address, jmoore@cpbn.org. We'll tell you all about what we're planning as it unfolds, and if you forget that address, you can always find it posted on our site at foodschmooze.org. I hope you'll come with me. If you like to eat, drink, and be merry, you're in the right place. Faith here with a welcome toast. It was Buddy Hackett who said, "As a child, my family's menu consisted of two choices, take it or leave it." Please feel free to consume this show podcast in one bite, two bites, or oops, I ate the whole thing. I'm Faith Middleton. It's great to have you joining the party on the Food Schmooze here on WNPR in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and New York, including the East End of Long Island. My food buddy is here, Christopher Prosperi of Metro Beast Restaurant in Simsbury, Connecticut. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Faith.
Nice to be with you. And you can tell your friends, no matter where they live, they can listen to the Food Schmooze from anywhere in the world, as many people do, at WNPR.org. Mexican beef with Yukon Gold to make a stew, apricot sweet and sour meatballs, and sweet potato shepherd's pie that has ground turkey in it. All of this is coming your way.
So good.
Dee McCaffrey has used her knowledge as a professional organic chemist to go from obese to slender. No diet worked for her, as hard as she tried, until she used her organic chemistry training to analyze her foods. Could all these unpronounceable additives, chemicals in our food be keeping the weight on us, confusing the body and brain? So she eliminated all of that stuff, all these synthetics, and the pounds fell off and stayed off. She explained the science of it all in the book you probably have heard us talking about multiple times, The Science of Skinny. In fact, we're going to make that available to you during this show. But Dee is back with us because she has a new book, The Science of Skinny Cookbook. These are the exact recipes, clean food that is pleasurable. This is how Dee McCaffrey eats with her family every day. No synthetic weird stuff. The chemicals are out. And now she wants you to simply love the taste of your food and be healthy and in a sensible weight at the same time. Dee McCaffrey, welcome back to this special edition of the Food Schmooze.
Thank you, Faith. It's so great to be back. I'm excited to talk today about these wonderful recipes.
And I've got to tell you, as you know, our listeners and our online users asked us for first dozens, then hundreds, and then eventually thousands of your first book here on the show. So thank you. I'm excited about this cookbook. Chris, we're going to get to the shepherd's pie we all just ate together. That was
so good.
So good. But so quickly, Dee, smoky tomato soup. This is, you know, if you go into the supermarket and you look at a can of tomato soup, it is got 50,000, right, Chris? 50,000 chemicals in it.
For what, though, right?
Yeah, when it's so easy. So let me just whip through the ingredients, and you tell me how this comes together. A can of fire-roasted tomatoes with the juice. There are no chemicals in there. Chicken or vegetable broth. Virgin coconut oil or organic butter. A yellow onion, some carrot, garlic, smoked paprika, a little bit of arrowroot, which is widely available, salt and pepper, and a little bit of parsley. And what do? You're in the blender with this one, right?
Yeah. What you do is you heat the oil, and then you're going to saute the carrot and onion a little bit first and add the garlic and the spices in, and then you put it all in the blender. And then it just comes together in minutes. And I will tell you, it's that smoked paprika that really just kicks it up a notch in the flavor. And I think it's so authentic of a flavor. That's something I don't understand why the canned soup makers don't just do something simple like that. We just need real food.
And you believe, I know, obviously, that you have been able to keep the weight off, which is something that few people can do, from keeping these synthetics out of your food. And it isn't like you have to go into some weird state. You're eating, as we can see, you're eating good, delicious food.
That's right. And if you're coming from a space where you actually are used to eating foods that are loaded with preservatives and sugars and things, it is a bit of a transition. But if you take it just a little step at a time, and that's actually the way that I recommend it, it's like a process. If you start, you know, by trying to reduce your sugars, looking at reading the ingredient labels and avoiding some of the more chemically sounding names, I always tell people, if you can't pronounce it, your body probably can't digest it.
Yeah, because we were saying it confuses the brain and the body, where our bodies don't know how to read this stuff. And if you got a can of soup, there's a 1,000 pounds of sugar in that thing, and the body reads it all as here comes carbohydrates, and of course the weight sticks.
Yeah, it's in everything. I went to the supermarket and I bought ketchup, and they had next to it a new Heinz product that said 75% less sugar. And I'm like, 75% less sugar? So of course I bought it, and it was fine. I mean, I ate it, I had it on a burger, and it was great. But the thought that it was 75% less sugar than the original one was
crazy.
Mind-blowing.
So let's move to Mexican ground beef and potato stew. We are talking with Dee McCaffrey, who is an organic chemist and a nutritionist, and did The Science of Skinny book, which we still have available, but now has a brand new book, The Science of Skinny Cookbook, so that she could tell us about her philosophy of eating was in the first book, and now these are the actual recipes that she and her family eat all the time. We're going to get to the one we just tried that was so, so delicious. Mexican ground beef and potato stew with coconut oil, onion, garlic, ground beef, grass-fed, you like to try and find, tomato sauce, a can of it, chicken broth, or you could do water, Yukon Gold potatoes, carrot, frozen organic corn kernels, frozen green beans, ground cumin, I love that, bay leaves, some sea salt, and pepper, salt and pepper. There it is. And you make this sort of beef and potato stew, and you could have this with corn tortillas or salad or with rice, whatever you want to do.
And this is a recipe that actually I grew up eating in my family. We're ancestry is Mexican. My mother is 100% Mexican, and my father is half Mexican and half Irish. So we always had at least some type of Mexican food in our house growing up. And this was one that it was very simple in my younger years. It was just the potatoes, the ground beef, the broth, and the spices. And then as I, you know, changed my diet, I really needed to eat more vegetables. And so I started just adding vegetables to everything. And this was one thing that was really easy to add vegetables to. So I just added in the green beans and the corn and the carrots. So now we have more vegetables in it, but it still retains that simplicity and just the wonderful spices that come out of it. The cumin is that traditional Mexican spice that everyone loves. That's Mexican food. And the traditional way that we ate these when I was growing up, and I still do it now, because as it cooks, it gets thick. Now, the potatoes lend their starch to the broth, and then it gets thick. And so you literally can roll it up in a tortilla and eat it like it's a taco, kind of, or a burrito. So it makes a great dinner. It makes a great lunch. It's even a good snack.
The coconut oil, you want to quickly touch on that, why you're using that so often in your recipes?
Coconut oil is a very stable oil, and one of the things that I really went into detail in my first book, The Science of Skinny, was the importance of making sure that you don't burn up your cooking oils when you cook with them. And most of our cooking oils cannot really take a high temperature. In fact, even olive oil will start to break down at about 302 degrees on the stovetop. So we don't even want to use that to go too high. But coconut oil is one that can go pretty high. We can take it up to about 350, so it can go to a good saute or fry temperature, and it doesn't break down. So that's one aspect of the coconut oil. The other aspect of the coconut oil is it's a very unique type of molecular structure. It has what we call medium chain triglycerides, which actually help our body to burn fat more efficiently, and they don't store in our body as fat. They're very unique. In a way, they're kind of like what carbohydrates do for our body in terms of energy. They burn for quick, fast-burning energy, but they're not carbohydrates, so they don't affect our blood sugar levels, and they don't easily store in our bodies as fat because they burn for energy, and that's how I call it my weight loss oil.
Wow.
That's good information.
Yeah. So let me get you all to jump, because we just had, we made this sweet potato and ground turkey shepherd's pie. Chris served them to us in these little ramekins. It is so delicious. I was just crazed over this thing.
We didn't miss anything. That's the thing, right? There was no missing flavor or anything in this. This was one of the best shepherd pies I've ever had.
It was so good. And, you know, we're talking about ground turkey here instead of beef, and then that layer of sweet potato, right, Chris? And it's on the top instead of white potato. And lot of ginger. The coconut oil again. That health loss oil. onion and celery and carrots with ground turkey that's lean, and garlic cloves and lots of fresh ginger, a little bit of curry powder, brown rice flour, chicken broth, frozen mixed vegetables, some parsley, salt and pepper. And then the topping, Chris, was sweet potatoes with a little coconut milk. You could also use Greek-style yogurt. And chicken broth and some salt and pepper came together easily, right?
So easy. And I'm going to use that potato mix as a mashed potato because, right, wasn't the flavor amazing?
Delicious.
And it just has a little bit of salt and pepper in it and a little bit of coconut milk and some chicken broth. And that's, to me, like a great mashed potato.
And, you know, if you're eating for health or to keep your weight stable, you don't want to have the sense of, you know, deprivation at the end of a meal where you just say, oh, you know, yes, I dutifully ate that, or yes, that's good for me. And you want your food to be good.
This was wonderful.
This was wonderful.
I'm so glad you loved it.
Yeah.
I've actually gotten some really great feedback on my Facebook page about this specific recipe. People really, really enjoy it. One of the things that I find very satisfying about this recipe, and I tried to use this in a lot of my recipes, was making sure that there's a variety of tastes in there, because our tongue can taste six tastes. And, you know, we taste sweet, we taste salt, we taste bitter, we taste sour, we taste astringent, and we taste pungent. And so if we can get as many of those different flavors into a meal, our tongue and actually our brain feels very satisfied because we're not missing out on any particular taste. And so, like, a lot of times I when I talk to people, they say, after I eat a meal, I crave something sweet. And so what I did was I tried to use something that has sweet taste in it in the recipe itself so that sweet taste is being satisfied. So the sweet potatoes really give that.
This
and
is what happens.
Coconut milk.
This is what happens when you put an organic chemist and a nutritionist in the same body, and someone who loves to eat. This is what comes
and
up.
And can cook.
All right, all right. So stay where you are, Dee McCaffrey. This is the new Science of Skinny cookbook. 175 healthy recipes to help you stop dieting and eat for life. She's a nutritionist, as I mentioned, an organic chemist, and we were happy to send this book to your door for $5 a month, a contribution to the station of $5 a month. That is great, great eating in all seasons this way. Simply recipes without all the crazy chemicals from an organic chemist has figured out what the body recognizes and what it doesn't. And she has become a huge hit. Here's our toll-free number, 1-800-584-2788.
Hello, Faith. I'm Jack, joining you today. Jack Callahan, that is, here at WNPR. Pleased to have this moment to talk about the Faith Middleton Show and member support, because that's what makes it possible. And today's Food Schmooze edition is no exception here. We're very excited about the Science of Skinny cookbook, and here's one more reason why, because Dee McCaffrey joined Faith a while back now and talked about her book, the first book, The Science of Skinny. And Faith, a little piece of information here, trivia. That book, we had more than 2,467 requests for Dee's first book, The Science of Skinny. Very pleased today to offer you this book at $5 a month when you become a monthly donor here at WNPR as an ongoing member, or a one-time gift of $60. We'd love to send that to you. And you make that commitment by calling 1-800-584-2788 or go online at WNPR.org and look for that donate button.
Okay, we are going to be talking about her herb-crusted salmon and her festive spinach lasagna. You know, and of course, there's cheese in this. You know, it's not any kind of sense of deprivation. We have desserts. We have breakfast foods. And Chris, you and I have been talking about eating clean this way for a long, long time. Yeah. And we try our best, although every single thing you pick up on the shelf these days has a lot of weird stuff in it, words we can't pronounce.
Yeah, everything, right? We even reached for a hot sauce just now, and both of them that we reached for had two or three different chemicals in it. So it really is in everything.
So it takes a little bit of thinking, and she's done it for you to come up with these ingredients that are fresh or canned or frozen that do not have chemicals in them. And it turns out they're all over the place. You just have to know what to look for. And she explains it. I mean, you heard me talking about the frozen vegetables. She put them in stews. And
that makes it's not any harder to cook the way she is than cooking with the ingredients that have the chemicals. This recipe that we made came together 1, 2, 3.
It came together a lot faster than any shepherd's pie I've ever made.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
I mean, it was. Yeah. That's what's so interesting, you know? Okay, so we were talking about the new Science of Skinny cookbook. Last time in her other book, Dee McCaffrey used her organic chemistry knowledge and her nutrition knowledge to tell us how the body works and what it does when it looks at these chemicals and why it holds on to the weight. She explains it all and said, you know, this is how to think about eating. And that book was so great. That's why word spread about this like wildfire. 2,000 of these books or more. And so now she's come out with the cookbook because people said, we want to know, how are you eating? How have you done this? How have you kept this weight off all this time? And so she's giving us her recipes, and we have had a ball with this. So here's our toll-free number, 1-800-584-2788.
Let me speak a little bit more about that combo, Faith, because I'm excited about this. At first, we wondered, gee, are there any listeners left who haven't already taken advantage of this offer? But we sure there are. So for an $8 a month contribution as an ongoing monthly donor here, or a one-time gift of $96, we'll send you both the original Science of Skinny. And it's broken into several pieces here, the science and then on to the skinny, and a perfect companion, this new book out, The Science of Skinny Cookbook. And we'd love to send both those to you for a $96 contribution or become a monthly donor at $8 a month. We ask that you get on board whatever the level is right for you, if you want just a cookbook or the both of these at that combo level, or just to make a donation of any level. Your contribution is what helps keep the Faith Middleton Show on the air throughout the year, and celebrating today the special Food Schmooze edition and guests just like Dee McCaffrey. What a bargain, but it does come with a price tag, and that's where you come in. That number to call is 1-800-584-2788. We'd love to hear from you right now.
And thanks. Okay, hope that first bite of the food schmooze felt like a hot biscuit with butter coming your way. Feel free to tell your food-loving friends worldwide they can enjoy the show and our online site at foodschmooze.org. Here's your second bite.
Cornbread had a fight. Beans knocked cornbread out of sight. Beans. Cornbread said, now that's all right. Beans. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night.
I'll be ready. I'll be ready tomorrow night.
Beans.
I'll be ready. I'll be ready cornbread tomorrow night.
Beans.
I'll be ready. I'll be ready tomorrow night.
Beans. That's what Beans said to cornbread.
I'm Faith Middleton with Chris Prosperi of Metro Beast Restaurant in Simsbury, Connecticut, and this is a special edition of the Food Schmooze. The Science of Skinny Cookbook is just out. The author is Dee McCaffrey. Those of you who got her other book, The Science of Skinny, understand that she's a nutritionist and an organic chemist and used her knowledge to understand what is going on. She was obese. She openly says that. And no diet seemed to work. You know, just was kind of giving up and then said, wait a minute, look at the stuff that's in my food. And wait a minute, there's a chemical that is used as a detergent in industry. And it's in my food. And so she started eliminating all these weird synthetic things that we all eat. And what happens? The weight falls off and stays off. So this, she decided to do a cookbook, The Science of Skinny Cookbook, and here it is. So let's do some breakfast stuff for a bit here, because none of us know what to eat for breakfast. You know, I mean, we're thinking, if we're trying to watch calories, how can we be full but be healthy and yet be calorie friendly? So let's talk about the mint chocolate bliss smoothie. I kept reading this over and over and thinking, can I have this? How come I can have this?
Oh, I'll tell you how you can have this. I am a chocolate and a mint combination lover, and I try to find ways to blend those two things together and still have it be healthy. So what makes this smoothie amazing is that you use fresh mint leaves and unsweetened cacao powder or even just unsweetened regular cocoa powder. What we're trying to avoid is the sugar that often comes with chocolate. And so we're going to sweeten the smoothie with a little bit of something called stevia, which is an herbal sweetener. But some people, if they don't like that, I've said, you know, if you really don't like that, you can add in a little bit of raw honey into this. But you blend it with spinach, and then you've got the flavors of the mint and the chocolate together, and you put a little bit of avocado in this, and it makes a wonderful green, creamy, chocolatey flavored smoothie. But everything in it is very healthy. So, for instance, the avocado, there have been studies that show that women who add a half to a whole avocado into their diet every day not only lower their cholesterol, but they lose weight, because avocado has this very interesting fiber in it called mannohepdulose, which helps to regulate how much insulin our body releases. And we have to understand that insulin, it not only does it lower our blood sugar levels, but it also is a fat-storing hormone. So if we're releasing too much insulin in response to what we eat, we are actually telling our, we can turn on or turn off our fat-storing signals. And so when you add avocado into your day, you're actually telling your body to not store fat. So it's another one of my weight loss fats.
Isn't this?
Coconut oil.
I'm writing all this down.
Chris, our professional chef,
avocado is my weight loss food.
Yeah,
and who doesn't love avocado?
It's delicious. You know, I often have it in the morning, half of an avocado and a couple of hard-boiled eggs, and I squeeze a little lemon on it and a little salt and pepper. Oh, my goodness, so good. I use it to mash up in my tuna instead of mayonnaise. It's so good. Okay, so let's do the sweet potato morning glory muffin. Love the sweet potatoes, and you use organic plain whole milk yogurt because that has the least chemicals in it. And some you get to have a little bit of maple syrup in this one, and some chopped nuts. It could be pecans or other nuts, and a little ground cinnamon.
Now this one, I've gotten so much great feedback on this recipe as well. I've just had so many people tell me I just love that. We call it sweet potato morning glory. And I'll tell you just a little bit about how I came up with the title for the recipe, because really, simply, it's just a baked sweet potato with some yogurt and some maple syrup, a little bit of cinnamon, and a sprinkling of raw pecans or other nuts, whatever you have on hand. But what's really interesting is the sweet potato does not come from the potato family. It actually comes from the family of flowers called morning glories. And so I thought, well, that's great. Let's call this a morning glory. And boy, is it glorious. It's a wonderful recipe and very simple. I actually tell people to just bake several sweet potatoes at once and then reheat them for your breakfast in the morning when you're going to have this recipe.
So, Dee, explain as a nutritionist and chemist how the body does not read that sweet potato as carbs coming into the body.
Yeah, well, first of all, the sweet potato has much less starch in it than a regular white potato has. And also, what we've found about sweet potatoes is they're very unique, sort of like how the avocado helps to regulate our insulin. The sweet potato helps to slow down the absorption of the starches and sugars in our meal. So it actually regulates blood sugar levels. And they've done studies with people who have type 2 diabetes showing that sweet potatoes are what they call an anti-diabetic food. It actually helps regulate their blood sugar levels and stabilize it, as opposed to increasing blood sugar levels and creating the diabetic condition.
Mm.
So the sweet potato, and like I said, it doesn't come from the potato family. It comes from a family of flowers, so it's a completely different species, and that's why it has different effects on the body.
God, this is great. Isn't this great? This is Dee McCaffrey, an organic chemist, a nutritionist, and author of The Science of Skinny Cookbook, because she is a great home cook and loves to eat and has gone from obese to slender and kept the weight off, and that's why she's become such a hit. And we're going to tell you in just a little bit how to have this book sent to your door by calling 1-800-584-2788. Chris, I love kind of a hot porridgey type thing in the morning, especially in the cooler weather. And I love quinoa, and I don't know why I've never put those things together, that I could make a quinoa porridge. And so here's Dee's recipe for cinnamon quinoa porridge with blueberries and almonds. Now, that is so much better than a granola with a lot of crazy stuff in it.
And why couldn't you use quinoa instead of oatmeal?
And it's that super grain. Dee, I love this idea.
Yeah, and a lot of people either have never heard of quinoa or they've heard of it, but they only eat it as a side dish like rice for dinner. But it's so versatile. You can make it into a warm, hot cereal just like you would do an oatmeal. And what I really love about quinoa is you can cook up a pot of it ahead of time, and then the next day you just need to reheat it. And you can add in whatever fruit you want into it. I chose blueberries and almonds because those are two really great superfoods. So blueberries are known for their high antioxidant quality, and almonds are also one of the best types of nuts we can eat. It has a lot of vitamin E in it. A lot of that good heart healthy monounsaturated fat like olives have.
New study out saying that blueberries, now they're seeing lower blood pressure, so that's pretty interesting. Let me jump ahead to the gluten-free buckwheat pancakes. Now, a lot of the commercial buckwheat pancakes are not gluten-free.
That is correct, and in fact, most buckwheat pancake mixes that you buy have not just buckwheat flour in them, but mainly just white flour. There's just a little bit of buckwheat in those commercial mixes. And so this is actually 100% buckwheat pancake. So it's going to be a little darker in color, but what's really nice about it is because it doesn't have any wheat flour in it, it makes it gluten-free, because even though the word buckwheat has that term in it, wheat, it's really not in any way related to the wheat family. So buckwheat, you have to realize it is kind of a dense grain. It's got a nuttiness to it, and it could be a little bit heavy. So in the recipe, I describe how you really want to fluff up your eggs as you add them to the recipe, and you can whip it with an electric mixer. And that really lightens up the recipe, and as you cook the pancakes, they come out nice and fluffy.
I just love this. And you're using stevia. There's vanilla in here, some buttermilk, cinnamon, baking soda, and salt, all the usual suspects.
The buttermilk, there were several places in the book where I talked about if you don't have any buttermilk on hand, it's really easy to just create your own buttermilk at home. You just if you have regular milk or if you have coconut milk or even almond milk, all you need to do is add a tablespoon of either lemon juice or vinegar to the cup of milk and let it sit for about 10 minutes, and you'll see it start to curdle. And that's your buttermilk.
I didn't know you could do that. No, I mean, I didn't know you could do that with almond milk, too. I never thought about doing that. Okay, there's a sugar-free banana bread. There is a rosemary-topped, flourless cornbread here in the book. I'm going to jump ahead, though. Let's move into the salad category, because you have all these salads, but really the issue is the dressings. So there is a sweet, skinny herb vinaigrette with extra virgin olive oil, apple cider vinegar, some lemon juice, a little bit of stevia, garlic and parsley, and then some fresh basil and fresh oregano and fresh thyme. All of this, you make up a good amount of this so that you can use it throughout the week, and that's wonderful. There's a zesty tomato Italian dressing. There's a creamy cashew ranch dressing, Chris.
Yum.
Raw cashews, almond milk or coconut milk, apple cider vinegar, garlic clove, fresh chives, and then some fresh parsley, fresh oregano, fresh dill, a little bit of nutritional yeast, or you can do some finely grated Parmesan cheese and a little bit of sea salt, and you just throw this into the blender, and it makes this very healthy, chemical-free, delicious cashew ranch dressing. How cool is that? So much more to talk with you about here. Dee, stay where you are. Chris, stay with me. The Science of Skinny Cookbook, brand new, just out. Nutritionist and organic chemist Dee McCaffrey is on the show with us to celebrate her new book, 175 Healthy Recipes to Help You Stop Dieting and Eat for Life, as she has, going from obese to thin and staying that way all this time, all these years. I mean, it's just really quite amazing, all because of these synthetics in the food. That's what she strongly, strongly believes. And I would say that in her case, she's walking proof that this is, I don't know why when I go to Europe, Chris, for some reason.
You were saying that earlier.
I do not gain the same kind of weight that if I'm eating like a maniac here. And what does that have to do with? It has to do with eating food that is not loaded with lots of chemicals. All right, here's the toll-free number. If you can join us at the $5 a month level, we will send you the Science of Skinny Cookbook as our thanks to you, or pass it on to someone you care about. 1-800-584-2788. Jack Callahan.
Faith, it's so nice to have Dee McCaffrey back on the Faith Middleton Show. I'm enjoying listening along with you today. But it is my job as the membership person here to ask our listeners to take a moment during times just like this to take 3 or 4 minutes of their day and make that all-important phone call for WNPR. Because we are in one of our fundraising periods right now. And the listeners who become active supporters are the reason we exist. That allows Faith and her team to pull this program together for you throughout the year. And we're so delighted today to offer you as one of our thank you gifts, the Science of Skinny Cookbook that we've been enjoying listening to Dee McCaffrey talk. And Faith, as I was listening to this today's program, I am struck at how related Dee's approach is to her original Science of Skinny. Mm-hmm. It's no accident that this organic chemist, nutritionist, and former obese person has pulled together with great understanding, but an immensely valuable cookbook for anyone who would like that. At the $5 a month level, it's our privilege to send this to you, or a one-time gift of $60. And don't forget, if you don't have your own copy of The Science of Skinny, what a terrific pair. For a $96 contribution, or come on board as an $8 a month member, we'll send you both of these. If you're a little confused about that, when you make that call, we'll be happy to answer any questions you have. And you can peruse all of our gifts online at WNPR.org. But don't wait. Support WNPR today and get your name on a list. Receive this book now.
Jack, there are people who don't care so much about eating and food. They eat.
So I've heard.
Yes, I sometimes come upon someone. Food is fuel. It's simply fuel. And so that's fine. But I would say the majority of us taste our food and love to eat, and we don't want to have a sense of deprivation. And that's why, Chris, this interests me, the way she does this. She's got three prongs going, you know, the health, the calorie stuff, and all these additives and chemicals, the synthetics in most of the foods that's helpful for the corporate industry, but not for our bodies, clearly. So here we go. We're going to talk with you in a bit about roasted garlic salsa and she's got desserts in here and special yogurts and bars and
not giving up anything.
No, and you know, you wouldn't even have to say a word to anybody. Yeah. That this food is made this way with this oil or that coconut oil or
it's good, wholesome food.
Beautiful, absolutely beautiful. So please allow us to send this as our thank you gift to you. And it really, we mean that when we say thank you, because you are responsible for keeping us on the air, all the programs that you turn to, including this one. So thank you for that. Thanks to Chris Prosperi, too, and the whole team at WNPR. I'm so privileged to work with these colleagues. So here's the toll-free number. For a $96 contribution or $8 a month, we'll send you the combo, the book that has made everybody go wild, The Science of Skinny, along with this new one, The Actual Recipes, The Science of Skinny Cookbook at $8 a month. What a way to start the year, huh? 1-800-584-2788.
You know, Faith, this is a perfect example. It were all the donors who, in the past, who helped us by requesting the Science of Skinny book in supporting WNPR, supporting the Faith Middleton Show. They are the ones who have allowed another year of the Faith Middleton Show, and especially the Food Schmooze edition. But above that, it was certainly that was a calling to have Sarah D come back with her newest book, The Science of Skinny Cookbook. They are the ones who made it possible. Join that group today by getting your copy. And if you made that contribution for Science of Skinny and already have that, you'll want this one too at the $5 a month level. That's how it works. Listener by listener who becomes a supporter, we add up the dollars and we make these programs possible from listener support. Yes, we do have corporate foundation support, and we do have some of our business partners who help us out. We're very grateful for that. But clearly, it's listeners who take a time just like this to make that call. The number again is 1-800-584-2788. Get your name on the list to receive this cookbook. You will not regret it.
And thanks. We have one more mouthwatering bite of the Food Schmooze coming up. Here's something great to know about. Sign up for the app called NPR One. Just download it from the iPhone App Store or your Android device. And once you do, you can set WNPR as your local station. Couldn't be easier. Download the free app NPR One and start listening. Let's party on. More Food Schmooze.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Ah, come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you figs and tapes and a grapes and a cake. Ah, come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy.
Come on to this house. You're going to see there's some good things. We're going to get into that kind of candy stuff. With Dee McCaffrey, believe it or not, The Science of Skinny Cookbook just out, 175 healthy recipes. She's a nutritionist and organic chemist and is telling us how to eat clean with these great recipes. And Dee, Chris and I were entranced with this no-bake crisscross cacao peanut butter cookie recipe.
Yeah, it's so easy and it's so good. and it's perfect for kids, actually. I make it when I'm using it for a little activity to do with kids, because there's no baking involved, so we don't have to turn on the oven. And they get to get their hands in it. But even just, you know, when you're wanting to have something sweet, it makes a perfect little cookie. And it's not, I mean, there's nothing unhealthy in the cookie. And that's what I really love about being able to create healthy desserts, because let's face it, we're not going to be giving up desserts, no matter how hard we want to do that. And, you know, I mean, it's part of our satisfaction factor. It satisfies us emotionally, physically. We need to have that treat every now and then. So when I make treats, I make them as healthy as I can possibly make them. And this little no-bake crisscross is really one of those things. It's just putting together some nut butter. I personally like peanut butter. But if you have a peanut allergy, you could use a different nut butter. You could use almond butter. You could there's something called sun butter, which is actually made out of sunflower seeds. And it actually is remarkably tasty like peanut butter is. So I know a lot of people who have kids that have peanut allergies, They just go to using sun butter that you can buy in the store.
So this is you're using medjool dates that are pitted, a crunchy natural peanut butter, if you're allowed to have that, or an almond butter or something else, a little bit of vanilla, a cup of raw almonds, and then a quarter cup of raw cacao nibs, which is something... you certainly could use chocolate chips, but that's usually something you'll find in your health food store.
Right. The cacao nibs are typically found in a health food store. You can also purchase them online. And for those who are unfamiliar with what a cacao nib is, the thing that all chocolate is derived from comes from a cocoa bean. And when we take those cocoa beans and turn them into chocolate, we actually crack the little bean and it turns into little tiny pieces called nibs. And so cacao nibs are just raw cocoa beans. They don't have any sugar in them, so they're not going to be, you know, packing on the pounds. And they're really small, so they work really well as a chocolate chip substitute. And because they don't have any sugar, you definitely want to combine them with something that is kind of sweet, which is why we use the dates.
Right. So there is a recipe here for healthy Jell-O, meaning fruit juice that's 100% fruit, and unflavored gelatin granules, some boiling water, and then 2 cups of actual fruit, whatever choices you might make, oranges, bananas, peaches, pears, blackberries, whatever it might be. That's how you make the healthy Jell-O.
I want someone to bring Jell-O back.
Yeah, right, exactly. There are fruity coconut popsicles, which are crazy easy to make, and I love this fast frozen yogurt. You don't need an ice cream maker. So
you don't need an ice cream maker. All you need is a food processor. So one of the types that has the S-shaped blade in it. And then you just put your frozen fruit in there, your yogurt, and a little bit of sweetener if you need it, and you just whip it up and it's frozen yogurt in about a minute.
Oh my God, that's genius.
Isn't that something?
Of course that would work.
You can even put those chocolate cacao nibs in there and the whole thing.
You know what I like, though? She really makes you think kind of outside the box, right? She's really, even just me as a chef sitting here, she's really getting me to think that you can do these little different things, and it's not changing what we do all that much.
Chris and I love to make hummus, and so we do it very easily in a blender or a food processor, and you've got 4 different recipes for that. Here's the quinoa back again, these quinoa pizza bites.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the one I wanted to hear about.
Yeah, well, like I had said, you know, most people don't know what quinoa is, or they only think of it as a side dish. But I got the idea for the quinoa pizza bites because I used to go to Whole Foods Market and get these little things that they called quinoa cakes. And they were actually, it was quinoa that was blended with different types of vegetables and some herbs. And it made like a little patty, kind of like almost like a veggie burger. And I really loved those. But I also thought, like, so I got home and I started to try to re-engineer that recipe in my own kitchen. And then I thought, wow, wouldn't these taste good if they were kind of like pizza flavored? And so I cook the quinoa ahead of time, and then I add in my egg and just a little bit of, you could use brown rice flour or a whole grain flour to kind of make the patty part. And then you just put in your Italian herbs. I use basil and then a little bit of Parmesan cheese. And then I shape them into little tiny, little bite-sized patties. And if you have a little mini muffin pan, you can use that too. And then you bake them in the oven and you come out and then you use just your pizza sauce as a dip.
And you have Italian sausage.
We had them for Super Bowl.
That's
so great. Wow! So Italian sausage in there, and a little bit of oregano and paprika. So you can see that the whole pizza profile thing. There is a recipe for a maple mustard sweet potato salad, a recipe for raisin, pine nut, and goat cheese kale salad, broccoli in a spicy orange sauce, which has got soy in it and ground ginger and red pepper flakes and a little bit of sesame oil. Oh, boy, is that a good one. These pecan-topped green beans. Again, back with the quinoa, I'm going to tire people out, but it's a lemon turmeric quinoa. I love both those things, Chris, lemon and turmeric together. So, so simple. And, you know, quinoa really is, to me, a super grain. Let's go. I want to go back to the entrees for a second. You've got an asparagus and sun-dried tomato stuffed chicken.
Yes, it's a chicken breast that you roll around asparagus spears and some sun-dried tomatoes, and then you bake it in the oven. And it's just so good. I you know, the inspiration for that was just Greek flavors. I like a Greek stuffed chicken breast. And so I just, you know, tried to find, you know, what am I going to do? I love asparagus. And I'm always trying to help people get more vegetables into their meals. And so even if you add just a little bit extra, like putting the asparagus spear in, wrapping it around a chicken breast and cooking it that way. And it's just very easy. It's sun-dried tomatoes, chicken breast, a little bit of coconut oil for coating the chicken, garlic, asparagus, some dried basil, salt and pepper, and a little chicken broth for the baking dish so your chicken doesn't dry out as you're baking it.
Yeah.
And you take that out and you have that with a side of vegetables, and it's amazing.
So meatball fans, Chris, you and I are meatball fans. And here's an apricot sweet and sour meatball, and you can use ground turkey or grass-fed ground beef, and then some garlic powder, dried basil, dried parsley, dried oregano, a little bit of salt and pepper, and some chopped green onions, and an egg, a little bit of oat bran, and then the sauce to make these sweet and sour, brown rice vinegar, apricot jam, sugar-free ketchup, which you can buy or make, dried oregano, a little bit of oil, and some onion. That's how you make the sauce.
That apricot sweet and sour meatball is a hit every time I bring it to a potluck or I have people over. You can use it as an appetizer, or you can pair it with some brown rice and vegetables for dinner. It's so good, and it's so quick and easy to make.
This is Dee McCaffrey. Her new book is out, The Science of Skinny Cookbook. It's different from her first book, The Science of Skinny. She's a nutritionist and organic chemist, and she explains in the first book, The Science of Skinny, about how she went from obese to slender and kept all that weight off, Chris. And she knows the science of how all these chemicals that are in our food work and how it confuses the body and the brain, and we end up holding on to a lot of the weight. Yeah. And so here's a coconut oil garlic roasted chicken. Tell me about this, because this is where water keeps the chicken moist.
Right, right. So I, instead of using butter or any other oil, I coat the chicken with coconut oil because, like I said, coconut oil is my weight loss oil. So I try to use that as much as possible. It's a good way. You know, the studies show that if you add 2 to 3 tablespoons of coconut oil into your diet every day, that it can help you lose weight. And so I don't want to just take a tablespoon of it. I use it in my cooking. And so what keeps the chicken moist as you bake it is that I put water in the pan underneath so the chicken doesn't dry out. And that skin of the chicken turns a beautiful brown and nice and crispy. And I have to tell you, I don't avoid eating the skin. I love the skin on the chicken.
Yeah, isn't that something?
So and when it has that coconut oil on it, it's much better than putting a different type of oil on there.
You know, if you said Dee is deluding herself, we would all then say, well, then Dee's not going to look like she looks right now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, listen to what she's doing. It's really fascinating. First of all, I want to say thank you for being on the show. Thank you for writing this second book now, the cookbook. It's just fantastic. And I'll tell people about some of the recipes we didn't get a chance to get to. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Faith.
You're welcome. Good luck to you. And here's the toll-free number. If you'd like us to send the Science of Skinny cookbook, this brand new book, to your door, we'd be happy to do it. And the toll-free number is 1-800-584-2788. $5 a month if you want the new cookbook by itself or the combo pack, the original book of hers about the science behind this way of eating and this cookbook at $8 a month. Here's the toll-free number, 1-800-584-2788.
And if you've never made a contribution to WNPR in the past, this is a wonderful time to do that. I'm sure you've been enjoying today's edition of Food Schmooze, as I have been listening along with Faith and Chris and Dee. You can call that number, 1-800-584-2788. And when you do, here's what will happen. We'll ask for your name, your address, your method of payment, the thank you gift if you're interested, and I'm sure you're interested today in the Science of Skinny Cookbook at a $5 a month level when you become a monthly donor, or a one-time gift of $60 to WNPR. It's that simple. Several minutes of your time, and you'll be on your way as the latest supporter, and you'll have the anticipation of getting this book to you. We'll get this book to you very quickly in the mail. Or you can go online at WNPR.org. But you've been listening to this program over this last hour, and I hope that you have been moved by Dee's ability to pull different things together to make an amazing cookbook. Her organic chemistry background certainly is what propels her into understanding how you can have these great foods and lose weight at the same time. Although she cautions, it's called the science of skinny, but don't overemphasize the skinny. It's just great cooking, healthy foods, and they taste delicious. 1-800-584-2788 is that number to call.
There's a Thai basil chicken in a creamy coconut sauce with a beautiful combination of spices, this Thai spice mix of sea salt and ground coriander and cumin and cloves and cinnamon and cardamom, chili powder and turmeric. Chris, isn't that great? Isn't that fantastic?
More flavor than you need.
I know, and you know how she feels, that plus the coconut thing. She's got a festive spinach lasagna, an herb-crusted salmon on greens. There's a seared Southwest mahi-mahi or other whitefish, fish taco. Then we get into these desserts of hers, these grain-free nutty peanut butter cookies, if you can have peanuts, guiltless grain-free brownies, whole grain gingerbread cookies with actual ginger in them, which is a miracle in the supermarket aisle. What she calls her skinny macaroons, the egg whites and coconut nectar or raw honey, vanilla, unsweetened shredded coconut, this decadent dairy-free ice cream that she makes with coconut milk, and just
the best.
It has
everything.
I mean, she's just really amazing at what she does.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And the flavors are, right, as good as anything you could make without using her method.
You teach this stuff at the spa, mm-hmm. Rancho La Puerta in Mexico on the California border. It's a beautiful place to go. I've been there too. And this is really fits in with what you're trying to do.
And I always eat a lot, and I always come back with less weight than I went. And I can't, just like with you in Europe, I can never figure out why. There must be something to that, because that's the one thing this ranch has, is absolutely no chemicals.
Yeah,
in any of the foods or drinks.
So there's a chococado mousse with chocolate and avocado, and it does not taste like the avocado. It tastes like the chocolate. There's a grain-free, no-bake chocolate orange cake. These Simply Skinny chocolate bars. Oh, my goodness. It goes on and on. I just think this thing is amazing, and what she's doing is amazing. I think she's taking things a step further because of her very unusual background. Here's the toll-free number. If you can join us for either $5 a month or $8 a month, $5 a month will send you the brand-new cookbook. For $8 a month, we'll send you the combo, the book that has made everybody go wild, The Science of Skinny, where she explains the science behind this type of health and friendly calorie eating. Along with this new one, the actual recipes, The Science of Skinny Cookbook, 1-800-584-2788.
Yeah, we're going on to another program very shortly, but there still is time for you to get on board today. Register your support for the Faith Middleton Show, the Food Schmooze Edition like we've been enjoying right now, and support WNPR. We can thank you with this book if you would like, or the combination. You determine the level. You determine what you'd like for thank you gifts, but we do ask that you support the station you listen to, that you rely upon, by calling 1-800-584-2788, and Faith and I can never say thank you enough. Thank you so much in advance.
This is the place to enjoy the richness of life. Sharing our local and national discoveries with you makes me want to get up in the morning. The gang and I hope you'll come back soon and often. And thanks.